All right, everyone, welcome forth the Long Night. I'm here with my friends Scott, Matt, and Tom.
Two episodes in a row.
Wow. I'm
on a roll. Can we make it three?
No, we have to.
Why?
What was the over-under on episodes tonight?
Three.
Oh, okay.
That's why we have to make it.
Two and a half. You can do it! Four of us together.
Yeah, like...
Isn't there a song about that?
Yeah, it's probably Gandhi as fuck.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, anyways.
Tom's over. He's like, let's...
That's Tom's too much of a people person for that shit.
Do what?
Do exactly. What? Yeah, that's what I wanted to do to your singing. So.
Do what? let's beat that dead horse to the fucking ground.
Yes.
If anyone can do it, it's
still
us.
Breathing.
No doubt. What are we talking about?
Chiefs cheated again.
Foosball.
Yes.
The league wants the Chiefs to win, therefore they cheat.
Therefore I am.
Pretty much.
And therefore, it feels so weird to be on this side of it after saying it for years about the Patriots, you know? Now we're on the other end of it.
I think maybe you're the variable that causes it.
You sound very upset about it.
I mean, you're probably tired of it by now, aren't you?
Yeah.
You must be tired of
your preferred treatment by referees is old enough to drink. It's been
you must be tired
years.
Of all this winning.
I mean, you walk right into the Chiefs dynasty after the last one you were a part of. You couldn't have like been a Charger fan for
He's
a little
just
while.
Upset that his bid didn't get the refs.
You'll always have that Tom Brady
body pillow.
Body pillow.
Don't encourage him.
I don't think he needs it.
Nope.
He listens. You clearly taught him well.
He listens. Don't encourage him.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Talking about his son, by the way.
Oh, fucking shit.
Yeah, we really.
I learned it from watching you, Dan.
We have really considered about firing Tom and hiring
his son.
And now I'm starting a new podcast going, shit, we didn't know about Tom.
Yep. Tom's going to put that text out. Hey, when can we podcast? Oh, I can't do it tonight. And then we'll do it that same night with Alex instead of Tom.
Yes.
Fire.
Something like that.
We'll do secret podcasts.
Yeah.
Underground podcasts.
Alex, you got to be out of here before 7. Your dad will be here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your dad's going to show up, so.
Anyway, stop talking about Tom for a moment. And
please.
Maybe, I don't know, talk football?
That sounds like a great idea.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Chiefs won.
So.
Chiefs did win.
I think it's. One of the problems that Chiefs fans are having is that we're not used to them winning in a certain way, and that's we actually have got a really good defense.
Yep.
And it's just kind of weird to watch because we're used to them having to
put up
lots of points to win a game. That defense is really good.
Since we talked about pitching, baseball in our last podcast, I would like to bring that up too. Isn't it? Does seem ironic, like when you have,
don't you think?
Like Randy Johnson. Thank you. Randy Johnson's your pitcher, and he can your team only scores like one or two runs when he's up there pitching,
right?
And then when you go to football, it's like the defense gives up like 10 points, but your offense can only post about 17.
Yeah,
but then whenever. It's the exact opposite, and you're just get everybody's just a it's just a melee, you know. The Chiefs, they could put up 30, 40 points in a game, but they haven't had to.
They haven't had to.
Yes,
and
I think there is something to that,
except for the Bears game. Throw that one out as the exception.
That one's explainable,
rule,
though.
Yes,
that one's explainable, though.
Yes.
Well, and I think there is something to that because I really think that. Mahomes is kind of like that. He's more of if when I need to. I mean, look at the Jets game. You know, he throws those couple of picks, and then when the game's on the line, he was Mahomes again.
Yeah, he flipped the switch, and he wasn't fucking around.
He can do
anymore.
That. He. I mean, and most of the time when he does that, it works.
Mm-hmm.
So I really do think there is something to it.
But it's also frustrating.
And
it's not good for my blood pressure, no.
And especially because I think
that... You have blood pressure?
No, actually, my blood pressure is usually really, really good.
He's so mellow.
Thank God.
He's such a mellow.
Because if you had blood pressure problems...
My blood pressure is textbook outside of Chiefs games.
My fucking living,
you're such a people person.
My
right?
living room would look like a Pablo Picasso fucking painting if your fucking blood pressure was bad.
Probably look more like a Jackson Pollock because my head would explode.
That's what I'm saying. Just
yeah. But part of it is I think we are conditioned as Chiefs fans that we have to score every drive.
Yes.
We need a touchdown every drive. Oh my God, we turned it over. We're going to give up 7 points.
No.
That's kind of how we've been conditioned. But this team is not a normal Chiefs team, but yet they're still 4-1.
Yeah, they're not going to break any records this year.
As long as they keep winning,
I
guess.
That's okay.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, and they're 4-1 and tops in the top record in the
AFC. It is funny, though, because like it's one of those things where it's like, they're not going to break any records and stuff, but at the same time, Mahomes is still setting records through
yeah.
his
yeah, it's
stats.
Weird.
It's very odd because it's like he's having almost pedestrian days while also setting records. So, but that goes to the consistency he has
yep.
all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and Tom, I know we give you grief about the Patriots shit, but in all seriousness, with the Patriots. We didn't follow them that closely. But didn't they kind of do the same thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah. In their part.
Oh, yeah. And we actually, was it you and I talking about this?
Yeah.
Because they would have those games where they would lay a turd. And it was several times it was against the Chiefs. Chiefs beat the shit out of them. They treated the regular season kind of same way.
Right.
It's like, all right, let's get to the playoffs already. Come on.
And they go out and beat the Jets, who suck. But it'd be like 20-10.
Yeah. And Tom Brady.
Whatever.
Tom Brady's 17. Stats are awesome by attrition. He just played for so long.
Yeah.
He had very pedestrian days most of the time. He's mainly known for heroics in the games that mattered when they were close, but...
You know, and typically speaking, if you pressured them in terms of keep scoring,
yeah,
they could follow suit too.
They, yeah.
Yep.
But if it was a normal day where it was just, we're in control of this, but we're not going to do a whole lot, he'd have 222 yards passing and 2 touchdowns. It's not like he threw 5 touchdowns every...
Yeah, because there's times they play the Steelers and they get in absolute shootouts.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it was like...
And you weren't expecting it in that game because you'd have 2 top 10 defenses going at it, and it'd be Roethlisberger and Brady 4 touchdowns apiece.
Yeah. 40-38, and you're like, what the hell?
I
think the Rangers are going to go to the next.
Yeah, they're moving on. They're up 6-0 in the bottom of the second.
I want to make it clear, Dayton Moore had nothing to do with it. All right,
anyway.
Fine now.
Are you moved on?
I'm good.
You okay? You gonna be all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
And people and you guys make fun of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we still will.
But make fun of him too?
He's gonna have his moment here soon.
Oh, we did.
Don't worry.
I don't know. You said something about eloping money or something. There's still that.
There were several episodes of that. Third and long. I quit.
His time will come.
All right, but anyways, but Chiefs are still winning.
Back on track, yeah.
Bills lost to the Jags.
We called that.
Did we?
3 of us did. I think you picked the Bills.
I didn't pick shit because I wasn't there.
No, we did. We all did.
We all picked the Jags.
We all picked the Jags.
Okay. I think we did.
Yeah.
I thought we did,
yep.
But I couldn't remember.
We all kind of felt like since they were going to be there, they didn't have to leave. That.
Oh, Buffalo looked like ass too.
Yeah.
That, well, we discussed this while we were watching the Chiefs game. You weren't here, Roger, but Matt and Tom were. Tom keeps saying he's Philip Rivers.
2.0, yep.
And he's right and he's wrong kind of simultaneously because I feel still like...
it's a joke.
It's still kind of sad. But I felt like Philip Rivers could just do whatever the hell he wanted to and look like the greatest quarterback ever for about 3.5 quarters and then shit down his leg in the last half of the fourth quarter. I feel like Josh Allen is kind of doing the exact opposite. He looks like shit for about 3.5 quarters and then decides to play
in the fourth.
In the last half of the fourth. But and
I think you're wrong. More often than not, he blows it in the fourth quarter.
Thanks for being blunt.
No, I think there is something to that.
You are a fucking stupid idiot, Scott.
If you God. I'm sorry, Snowflake. Did me disagreeing with you offend you?
It did, kind of.
Did it hurt your man bun?
It did. Ooh. I do not have a man bun.
That would be called a comb over for you.
Yeah, it would be. The wind flap. Get it straight.
A Hogan skull.
A wind flap.
That's how I slow down.
A wind flap. Oh my god. Do what?
Yeah. What I'm thinking right now.
You're thinking about your entire involvement in this.
Yeah.
Lots of poor life choices.
Yeah. But
what was you guys?
I think you're right though, because Josh, most of the points were scored in like the last 3 minutes of that game.
Yeah.
And he has some games like that. He also has some games like Tom's, but that's where he turns the ball over and it's like, well, now you did all that for nothing.
Who did they lose to last year, game one?
The Bills?
Yeah, the Bills. It was a bad team. They came right out of the game week one, and they lost to some shitty team. And I felt like...
I remember Cincy losing to Pittsburgh.
I felt like he just struggled throughout that whole game, and then all of a sudden, at the end, towards the end of the game, it was too late, but they...
Well, yeah, but
they
then,
mounted a
and
comeback,
then,
and
yeah, then I think in other in close games and games that are close all the way, mm-hmm. that's when he usually chokes it in the fourth.
And in week one this year, they lost to the Jets. What did they do again? Looked like ass.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole fucking game. Well, even at the end, they looked like it. He looked like ass from start to finish on that.
That one.
I'll say that there is no good.
His biggest problem, though, is he turns over the ball mm-hmm. at the most inopportune
He's got
times.
More turnovers since he joined the league than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and yes, he's not a carbon copy, Philip Rivers, but I do think the parallels
There's tendencies
are
there. Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah.
And the big one, though, is he can't win the big game.
So far.
You know. He beats the Chiefs in the regular season last year, and it's like they won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And then you know.
That was 2 years in a row they did that, yeah.
You know, and it's like, but you can't do it when it matters.
Yeah, 13 seconds.
Yep.
So, we'll go around. What'd you think of your Saints?
Yeah.
Better yet, what did Bill Belichick think of it?
That he picked the wrong quarterback?
2 weeks in a row?
They break the record.
Yeah, wait
they
till
break
this
his
week.
Worst loss ever. 2 weeks ago, only to who do they play this week?
The Raiders.
Oh, he's fine. The Saints' record will stand at least one more week.
One more week, yeah.
Wait till they play the Dolphins.
yeah, that's possible.
The thing about
they will run it up on that.
Yeah, they will.
The
thing about the Saints that I'm still very insecure about right now is their offense sucks. I'm not sure whether
Speaking of picking the wrong quarterback,
they played against the Patriots and suddenly decided to figure it out. Or it was just because of the Patriots.
Patriots are pretty bad.
They're bad. So
Patriots are bad.
I keep waiting week in and week out where it's like, okay, David Carr.
Derek Carr.
I'll get it right
eventually.
Derek Carr finally figures out this offense because he's got the weapons. It's not like...
Oh, sure.
You know, it's not like he's throwing to me. And Derek Carr finally gets it all figured out and they start putting up some points. Hopefully this was what they needed to get done, but I have my doubts. And until then, we're just going to have to keep winning like 13-12.
13-12. Dan, you're not in the same division as the Patriots, so you don't get them again. So.
No, I know.
Yeah, but you guys Carolina's, are kind of in a three-way race.
Carolina's not much better, so maybe you can...
But we've won three games.
Well,
and
the problem is Carolina's not... And the rest of the teams can beat Carolina in your
division. Won three games, and outside of New England, we haven't scored more than 20 points. Ever. So, yeah. It's...
Might have to score a little bit more against Tampa Bay.
Yes, when we already got shelled by Tampa.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago. And we lost 27-9. Or 24-9. Something like that.
Atlanta.
Yeah, this week's Houston.
I think the gimme that maybe we thought that one was at the beginning of the year.
It's not a gimme. No. They're playing good football.
They struggled this past week, Houston.
Well, yeah. but they're finding a way though.
They're still.
They only lost by 2-3 points.
They're playing good ball.
I think they got the right coach and the right quarterback.
Atlanta's got a winning record.
That's what we always say.
Yeah, where do you go with that?
Atlanta's tied with you guys.
Houston's looked good, but then they haven't played well against teams that maybe you thought they should have whooped. So,
I don't think anybody that Houston should have whooped Atlanta.
Really?
No.
I don't know. I don't think Houston's a lot of people had a lot of faith in Atlanta this year.
I think roster is better than Atlanta's.
I think Atlanta is better than Houston.
Okay. Just after what we have seen, I thought people might have a different opinion on Houston. That's all.
Oh.
Compared to Atlanta.
I guess Atlanta was favored by 2.5.
At home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But so they didn't get the usual 3 you get.
Right.
So Vegas.
Yeah, it was a pick 'em.
Vegas, yeah.
For the most part.
But I would say Desmond Ridder has proven he's a serviceable quarterback.
Let's go back to the Chiefs. Is this time for Pitts? You gonna get Pitts now?
I wouldn't give up too much for him, but when we all saw Kelce go down on a non-contact injury,
oof.
The three of us that were watching the game together right here were all like, okay, so get on the phone to Atlanta now.
Noah Gray, I hope he's really, really good.
Yeah. That looked like an Achilles.
Oh, it did. We all thought, oh, crap, here we go. And then he comes back in. And
they were talking to Grunhard on the radio. And Grunhard was talking about Achilles injuries. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you don't feel it at first until you really kind of stand up. And then he's like, then it feels like somebody like tried to kick your leg out from under you. And he's like, he did the same fucking thing. When he got up, he looked like somebody had kicked his leg. And he's like, oh, shit.
Yeah. We said it. It just wasn't that calm.
Yeah.
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 But he's like, he had the same reaction as an Achilles injury.
Oh, non-contact fall down like that, 99 times out of 100, that's what that is.
Oh, it was, yeah, that was.
Yeah. It wasn't good.
Frightening.
So, what did you think of Pittsburgh beating Baltimore?
The game was ugly.
Overrated.
Did you
see who was the highest rated quarterback according to PFF this week?
Was it Lamar?
Lamar fucking Jackson.
I thought you were going to say Daniel Jones.
No.
Lamar Jackson.
That's further proof of how fucked up PFF is, but...
He didn't even throw a touchdown.
Lamar Jackson.
But there was a lot of drops.
Lamar Jackson is not...
I mean, okay.
Not the guy. And
he's a fucking running back.
He's fun to watch, but that team is not winning a Super Bowl with Lamar Jackson at quarterback.
No.
He,
not without injuries.
You know,
in other
them getting teams, helped teams. By.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's what I mean.
After watching Zay Flowers, I'm okay with us getting Rashee Rice.
Not exactly impressive.
Addison would have been okay. I watched him in the Vikings
game. But we
game,
didn't have a chance. Yes.
I'm all right with Rice.
We didn't have a chance at Addison,
I'm with you. I'm with you.
We could have got Flowers, but after watching some of Flowers' games, I'm like...
None of those wide receivers we were all like hyped up about have done much yet. Rice has done more than almost all of them.
Yeah.
And is that because of quarterback such play, or...
Who knows? It could be... There's plenty of variables that could be at play.
Sure. I mean, that could be it, but look at Justin Jefferson, though, with Minnesota, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's... You can tell he's amazing still.
Oh, even playing with Cousins.
I wouldn't completely kick Cousins to the curb, but... Because he had Thielen before that. And...
I realize that. Right, but
he's not the guy that you think of when you think about high profile.
No, you don't.
He's a very, very Coles level quarterback.
I mean, there's nothing Coles.
Do what?
Yeah.
I like it. He's very. I like
it. Do what?
He's your off the shelf quarterback that you just get.
No, that's actually very. I know exactly what you mean.
And you can get him cheap if you got Coles cash. So.
See, I thought Coles was kind of a uppity.
Mm-mm. No, only for people from like Lafayette County.
Or Raytown.
Or if you're over the age of 60.
How many of those categories do you fit?
Do they sell New Balance there?
They do sell New Balance.
Probably.
There.
I'm in.
That'd be highfalutin.
Fuck you, motherfuckers. That's my second song of the day.
Your second one of the day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck you guys.
How about the Niners-Cowboys game?
Hang on, we're not done yet.
What are we talking about?
I thought we were just going round robin around games.
Well, yeah, but I got a list here.
Do your list. Do your thing.
Calm down.
Let the producer produce.
Yeah. Obviously, Detroit was better than Carolina.
Yeah.
Detroit's good.
Yep.
Carolina's
bad.
Bryce Young.
And we talked about this a little bit last week when Scott wasn't here, but they're starting to look like they should. Manning Leaf.
They picked the wrong quarterback. They picked the wrong guy.
You should have gone with Stroud.
Stroud was the guy.
Yeah.
And D'Amico Ryans is the coach.
Yep.
Because Houston looks like they got a future on the horizon. It won't be this year, but...
It's moving in the right direction.
Yeah. A year or two from now, they will be talked about.
When I say this next part, I'm not being a total homer, but did you see the freaking one-armed interception that Aiden Hutchinson got?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, he's athletic.
And I think they're doing a good job of coaching him.
Oh, they're using him.
Yeah. He's
on the right team playing with the right coaches.
He's the new TJ Watt.
Or
JJ Watt.
Yeah, he's
hopefully that he's healthier.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that team knows how to put up some points.
They do.
And they're gonna be trouble.
Very good roster.
Cincinnati finally got their get right game.
Yeah, I'm putting an asterisk by that. That game, we were watching that game pretty closely at the bottom of the screen, and it seemed a lot closer than that final score was.
I agree. I'm not taking anything.
Good for them. You should win it.
I mean, they three touchdowns, a couple of long ones with Chase. I mean, that's...
Well, if you're a Saints fan, you're a Cincinnati fan too, because it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Did we just get healthy, or was that... Because of who we get. False hope, yeah.
So, uh, how do I want to put this?
Oh, boy.
What's the decision in Denver? What is the next move?
I would trade everyone. Because
the Jets just won.
Napalm.
The Jets. Hackett just won his Super Bowl.
Hackett kept receipts. Your boy talked mad shit.
Why do you keep saying that? He's not my boy, goddammit.
And well, and then the players. Fuck. The players were talking they were all like, nah, he was trying to act like it wasn't a big deal, but we were going to win this for him. And did you see?
I really give him credit for, they said he didn't make a big deal out of it.
But they knew.
But they knew it was a big deal.
Fuck yeah.
And he didn't say anything. He's just like,
no, that's, and I'll give him some credit there for leadership.
But did you see the head coach, what he said?
Oh, Sala?
Yeah, be humble. Oh, shit.
Suck it.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. That's, he might as well have walked up and just two hands and suck it, because that's what he did.
Right.
Be humble.
And seeing, and seeing Sean Payton lay into Russell Wilson on the sideline.
Oh, it was beautiful.
It God.
It was a beautiful. Lovely thing.
You think trouble in paradise?
I'm telling you, they sold their soul to the devil for that Super Bowl.
With Manning. Yep, and now
they have sold.
They better relish in that.
And now it's come due.
Yep.
Yeah.
The rent's due, boys.
The problem is they don't got nothing.
We are here to collect.
They still don't have draft picks from getting Russ.
Or Peyton.
They lost draft picks because of Peyton. And they're just trying to recoup some money for Randy Gregory. I think Randy Gregory was a... I think he was an owner casualty. The owner said, cut this guy.
Yeah.
We're not paying this.
And they couldn't get lucky like the fucking 49ers and draft a 7th-round quarterback.
Yeah, because they sold their soul. And you're not going to convince me that Pete Carroll didn't fucking know when he used car salesmen their ass.
But that was one of the things I brought up to somebody else. Is that Russell Wilson very quietly is toxic.
It's very quiet. You're right.
He doesn't Aaron Rodgers things where he just gets out there and says
that I shit up. But behind the scenes, he fucks shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
a good way of putting it.
Yeah, it is.
Very much so. That was one of the things that they said that they needed Sean Payton for. To rein that shit in.
You know, culture doesn't change overnight, you know. It's like turning around a battleship, especially one that struck an iceberg.
Sean Payton went to Hollywood. He's not much better.
Yeah. No, he's not.
No, not when a head coach is going out saying, that was the worst coaching job I've ever seen.
Here's one of the reasons, like, they can't get it right. The fucking Broncos. You went and got the prima donna quarterback, and then you hired the guy no one's ever heard of as the head coach. And when that didn't work, we clearly need a prima donna head coach. Now that's not working. They're fucked.
They hired the son of the worst offensive coordinator I've ever seen in my life.
And then it's funny. So I do like listening to start podcasts, read articles from other fan bases, especially when their team is struggling, because it's fun. And where a lot of people are mad about was
the hate is strong.
It is. But you learn weird shit.
Hey, Yoda.
So apparently, Kyle Shanahan almost went to the 49ers. Went to the Broncos.
Yeah.
Elway would not have him because Elway hated his dad. And so shit like that's getting brought up now, though.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. Because shit like that is getting brought up now. Yeah. That came from a Bronco source.
That's actually true.
That he would not have Kyle Shanahan on this organization because he hated his dad that much.
And he didn't want his dad in the building. True story.
But that goes back to the level of this dysfunction is not just now.
It's been
we're seeing it finally just completely explode in glorious fashion. Because I work with
totally going to beat us on Thursday night.
Oh. I don't know. They're just barely not the Bears.
Yeah.
I know.
I know they'll show up to play, but.
But you know what? If we know this, they know. The Chiefs know it. Oh, they
They cut McManus. Oh, they're wounded. The Chiefs know that. I don't. Anyway, I think we'll, yeah. But I work with a kid that's from Colorado, and he's a, to his credit, he's a diehard Colorado fan. He's like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but you got it. He's like, Simmons has to go. Sertan's got to go. Trade everybody you can. No one's going to take Russ, but.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Time out. Back up. When you say gut it.
Trade everyone of any value.
No.
Roger in charge of the Royals gut.
I think more of personnel.
That's what I'm...
I mean, like, management.
Yeah. Well, but stuff. Management...
Because John Elway seems to be the fucking...
He's not in there anymore. He's been gone. He's not making any player personnel decisions for them anymore. This has their his fingerprints are all over
exactly.
this roster.
I can't
but he,
imagine.
But you can't gut him. He's gone.
So
where's he gone?
He's not the general manager of the Broncos.
But he's still there.
But he doesn't have any. I mean, if you want to get rid of him, yeah. get rid of him. But he's
yes.
not. He's not making any.
Yes, I want to
decisions.
Him, yes.
That's fine.
Yes.
But that doesn't help them get draft picks. What Josh's point was what Roger mentioned. You've given up so many picks for Russell Wilson and Sean Payton. The only way you're going to put talent back on the field is to get picks back.
Okay.
And
you're going to have to trade Sertan. Okay. You're going to have to trade Simmons.
So here's what they gave up for those two, for Peyton and Russell Wilson. 3 first-round picks, 3 second-round picks, 1 fifth-round pick, 5 years, $245 million for Wilson, 5 years, $85 million for Peyton.
I love it.
Well, at least they did get a Super Bowl out of Peyton, so...
They're paying for it.
You can't say that was a bad move.
No, this is Sean Payton. Not Peyton Manning.
Not Peyton Manning. This is your boy.
Sean Payton. This is what they gave up for the dynamic duo of
those
morons.
Two.
Jeez, they have
I thought you meant
now.
They went that far back
this
with Peyton
now.
Manning. Oh.
No.
Oh. 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 Oh, that sucks.
No, we're talking Sean.
Gotcha.
And especially, you look around the league and you see how the teams that are winning, how their rosters are put together, most of it's homegrown. Your best players on your team are generally guys that you drafted. And that's a lot of homegrown talent you're passing up on.
Yeah.
And with being first and second, because...
Is Peyton Manning the last... quarterback to win a Super Bowl that wasn't drafted by the team?
Brady won one with Tampa Bay.
Goddamn Tampa. Yeah, that's right, Brady.
So, things that didn't exist the last time the Broncos won a game against the Chiefs.
Well, this will be fun.
Disney Plus, Fortnite, Game of Thrones Season 6, iPhone 7, the Star Wars sequel trilogy, Stranger Things, TikTok, Tom Holland Spider-Man, and White Claw. None of those existed the last time.
That's fucking
Broncos
great.
Beat the Chiefs. Our friend Mike G just retweeted that.
Those things have been around for a while.
iPhone 7.
Let's just make some shit up on there.
On what didn't exist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what else didn't exist?
Car phones.
Car what? You know what else didn't exist? Do what now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I bet a coworker that is a Denver fan that he was like, we're winning 10 games. I was like,
10 games? For over the next 5 years?
Yeah, that's what I should have done.
Because I think I still would take that.
Money.
Yeah.
He said this season, and I said launch it is. And about week three, he told
shot
me.
Way higher.
Yeah, I gave him 8 games. I told him, you're not winning 8. And he was like, I don't want to be mean to you. I'm like, I'm being mean to you. I said, you guys aren't winning 8. And so he.
The only thing I could say on his defense is maybe he knows his schedule better than you do. I mean, are they playing the Bears another 9 times?
No.
Well, because they'll lose 8 of them.
Here's the thing.
Well, they beat them once, so...
The podcast I listened to that they were talking about, the reason why they're so angry about this season are the Patriots. Commanders and the Jets. Because you should have won, even before the way those games played out, because on paper, they should have won, in actual playing, they should have won both those games, and on paper, you should have won both those games.
Well, so,
And when they lost to both those games at home, we're fucked.
Soren Petro did bring up a point today on the radio, on 810 radio. He's like, we can't cast them off as complete boobs, the Broncos, because they're scoring points. It's not like they're losing 27-9 or something like that. Their defense sucks, but they're still scoring too. It's not like that just shut off completely. So you got to give them at least that going into this game against
the
Chiefs.
Which is why I think the Chiefs will take them seriously.
Sure.
Because they know that, too.
Oh, they are, and it's a conference game.
And with that being said, when your offense isn't just totally inept, you should win a few games just based off of that. 10? Fuck no.
Well, and like
8? One of the highly doubtful.
One of the points that the Broncos
just saying.
Podcast was.
But are they going to be the worst team in football?
They might be by the end of the year, record-wise.
I don't think so.
No, the Bears are worse. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably the Bears or the Panthers.
And Giants.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right.
Now, the Giants might get better because Jones is hurt, so.
Oh, no. That
hey,
team...
and they do get to play Vegas twice.
Who?
Broncos.
No, they already lost to Raiders once.
No, they got one more.
Okay.
Your bet's still safe. Yeah. Right?
Chargers?
They're not beating Chargers.
No. Yeah. Here's the rest of their... So they got the Chiefs.
Your boy's a bigger boob than Staley.
They got the Packers.
Where's that at?
It's at home in Denver.
They might win that. I mean...
The Bills?
No.
Vikings?
No. No.
Probably not.
Without Browns, JJ? Maybe.
The Browns?
Can,
but...
I don't know. The Browns' defense is pretty good.
That's a push.
Browns' defense will probably intercept him like 4 times.
I'll give him the win. Just for...
Texans?
For fun.
No.
No.
Chargers?
No.
Split.
Lions?
No.
That was easy. No, I hope you guys.
Hell no.
This is the one win I'll give them. Patriots?
Sure.
Yeah.
No.
Well, he's a homer.
I know.
I mean, you know.
He's not going to put
he's
down
not,
his
He's not.
Damn this, straight.
His professional podcasting only goes so far.
The homer just lives within me. I can't
and then their it. Last two are Chargers and Raiders, so.
Even if they win.
Yeah,
Raiders.
Yeah, I mean.
Even you're looking at 4 or 5 wins.
Yeah. 6 tops.
Seahawks are like, yeah!
Because they got one win now.
Okay. They beat the Packers. That's 1.
The Patriots.
That's 2. Patriots, that's 3.
And I say split with the Chargers and.
Raiders. That's 5.
Yeah.
Okay. I still think they lose to the Chargers twice.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't know.
I know the Chargers can do Charger things, but Denver does Denver things too. Like Russ fumbling at the end of the game for a touchdown.
I'm not deeply committed to my...
You're 6 or 5.
My thought process on this, but I'm just going with what kind of the NFL does.
Okay.
You know, I mean, this is NFL-y.
They'll win at least one that you didn't think they were going to win.
Sure.
I just really hope it's not Thursday.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Because what we have,
I'm
done,
just saying, if you lose to the Jets, I will say you lose this to the Raiders.
There's a lot of things, and I'm as guilty as the rest of you guys, where we have just bashed on certain teams, and then all of a sudden they win, they beat somebody, and you're like, what? Just fucking yeah. Happened? What?
No, that shit happens
like
all the
Pittsburgh
time.
Yeah.
And beating Baltimore.
And, yeah.
Any given...
And they should—they had no right to win that game, by the
way.
Oh,
no, they didn't.
That was a miserable, awful, shitty football game until the last, what,
2 minutes.
2 minutes, really, yeah.
You want proof that any given day any team can win? The Broncos and Bears both have victories on the year.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
And Giants. Is there a winless team right
no.
now? Cardinals yes. got to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carolina does.
Oh, Carolina.
Carolina.
Oh.
They're 0-5.
Ooh.
Shit. Ooh. I hope they get a win. I don't want the Saints to be the first.
say,
they've already got one win against the Carolina, so.
Yeah, but now you got to play them again.
I know.
It's going to be their one fucking
like
win.
It. I know.
It would be a divisional win,
which
too.
Would probably be the one win to kick the Saints out of the playoffs or whatever.
They won't win the division.
Some kind of shit like that.
Yeah, Tampa Bay.
Which
win.
I don't anticipate the Saints to win their division or anything like that. But it would be like that. It would yeah. be like that one game. That,
you don't think the Saints will win their division?
Nah, I got to be honest with you. Tampa looks pretty fucking tough. They destroyed fucking New Orleans. And that's your best bet?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you guys got an argument for Atlanta?
No.
Tampa's defense is pretty good.
It is.
And they do just enough.
Just enough. I mean, they don't. As long as
and
he
Baker,
doesn't.
Baker doesn't turn over the ball. Like
not this year.
To.
No.
No, he hasn't been.
In Cleveland, he was a turnover machine, and they got something figured out with him down there where mm-hmm. he just doesn't turn it over now.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way things are moving at this point. But I'm just saying, just
yeah,
my luck, it's like of it's course. Either Tampa or New Orleans.
Yeah.
And this win's going to do it.
And they lose.
And they lose to fucking...
Carolina.
Oh, for Carolina.
For the one win on their
yeah.
season.
Yeah.
So that they are not winless like the Lions.
Right.
There you go. Did you put money on Brock?
No. I did not.
No, you're excited about that one.
Are they for real? Is he for real?
I think
yeah.
so.
I do too.
Yeah.
That game kind of sealed it for me.
Not that... Dallas loves to play up because they don't. But that defense is fucking good.
And he does.
And he fucking
oh,
destroyed
he embarrassed him.
Well, and
that's the problem. He didn't just do enough to win.
No.
You know, like Patrick Mahomes did just enough to win against the Vikings and then the week before that even against the Jets.
No,
he just dismantled
that. You know, and
really good defense.
I think no, I think he's a legit starting quarterback.
I thought you were going to say he was better than Tom Brady. That's going to be a lot.
I'm going to knock you the fuck out.
Why you got to resort to violence?
Resort to violence.
And you really are from South Boston.
Anyways.
Beantown.
He is a legit starting quarterback, but I still think, I mean, they out-schemed them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be really impressed if he wins a game that Christian McCaffrey doesn't play. That, I mean, as long as McCaffrey's healthy and
yeah.
playing,
he's
a real... But I am not wanting to take away from him by saying that. Because, no, he looked good. I mean, because a coach can scheme and all this, but the... Quarterbacks
yeah,
still got to make the
up.
Throws.
Yeah.
And we've seen,
just
we've all
Fat
been
Jesus
Chiefs.
About Daniel Jones.
Yes, we've all, as football fans and as Chiefs fans, have seen bad quarterbacks screw up some shit, or even mediocre quarterbacks just fall short. No, he makes the plays that are in front of him. Yeah.
The counterpart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most people say
he's a damn good quarterback.
He is a damn good Prescott, quarterback. But when he fucks up, he fucks up.
He can fuck up a sandwich, man.
I hope that
it's rough.
I hope Mike McCarthy this go around is the end of the retread.
Yeah.
And your boy.
I don't.
I hope so. I'm over
Why?
It.
Why?
Well, I guess it's not my retread. What,
you want the fucking Cowboys to be successful?
Good point. Okay, as long as the Cowboys keep doing it.
I don't give a fuck but the Cowboys.
As a general rule.
That's what I'm with you on that. Like, I mean,
hire me, man.
As long as the Broncos and Cowboys keep doing it, keep...
Yeah.
Keep at it, boys.
It's funny how the...
But you are right. It's like... everyone else has this thing figured out, except you two.
You two idiots.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I think the funny thing is,
Detroit found their coach. Houston found their coach.
It's about finding the coach and the quarterback. Coach and the quarterback. We've said that on this podcast dozens of times. Mm-hmm. Coach and quarterback. I think they tried for the coach and the quarterback. They just were really fucking stupid about it, about how they did it. Going double retread.
Well, Jerry Jones is always going to be Jerry Jones.
Yeah, he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room.
And after touring the facility, everybody there thinks he is too.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Oh, they have to. Or
he's a deity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go back in time a little bit. Did you all get a weird feel?
A cult.
Yes. There's a very cult.
It's Jerry's cult.
Yes.
It's Jerry's world.
Yes. Even our tour guide, which could have just been generic, didn't have to.
Laid it on pretty thick.
But it was just like, oh, Jerry Jones picked up this floor tile. Oh, Jerry Jones did this.
Jerry Jones imported British steel because he refused to have Pittsburgh steel in his building.
Yes. I already know that because this is called Jerry's World anyway.
Yep. Yeah.
But you still told us that.
Still had to tell us.
Yeah. And we all knew.
So, as long as that is going on,
we should
still see the same.
And then you add to that, he's an owner and he has two different radio shows during the week.
Yeah.
You know?
And he's the owner and GM.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, as long as he decides to keep that up, We're going to go, Jesus Christ, this looks like a great team. And no, it's
not. And then it's not.
That first couple, 3 weeks of the season, shit.
But what everybody say, wait. Did they finally? All that, the supreme haters just said, wait.
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith leading that charge because he's the biggest Cowboy hater on the planet because he worked with Skip Bayless. And he just said the same thing every year. He just said, wait.
And it's true.
And it's true every year. Yep. He'll laugh about it because he was like, they can get 12 weeks into the season. He's like, wait, mm-hmm. I don't give a shit if you're 11-1. Wait.
Yep.
They'll always fuck it up. And they have for 20 years. You know?
They'll do it another year.
They're going to keep doing it.
Yep. Because I'll go ahead and say I still think they're a playoff team.
Sure. No question.
Yeah,
there's too much talent on the roster to not make the playoffs, but they're not going to
win. One and done.
No, because San Francisco looks good. Philly is still Philly. I think Detroit's better than Dallas.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So at best, maybe they're fourth, depending on a few other.
They'll probably play the Vikings in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, the way Tampa's been playing, I'd say they're better than the Cowboys.
Cowboys roster is better, but Tampa Bay may be playing better football.
It's a better all-around team.
Yeah. So.
Because they show up every week. That's the problem with Dallas is they don't show up at times.
Yeah.
I mean, Tampa has shown up for every game.
So far.
And that's where, going back to Purdy, I think what... He didn't just beat Dallas. He destroyed Dallas. You know, if he'd have just... kind of had a pedestrian day and they won by 4 points or whatever. I think you could still debate it. No, he let them have it.
Oh, yeah. They ran the score up and
let
them know.
There was, I think, some of that in that game where San Francisco was like, well, we'll be seeing you. You remember this one.
Well, Kittle definitely made sure with the fuck Dallas.
Oh, I love that.
To Matt's point, that was what I was going to bring up. That's what made it. Oh, no, we're running the score up to make you guys remember this.
Okay. Yes. And then Dallas had shirt back, and what's his face, Debo, said, just wait, the next one may be worse. Like, you can chirp back all you want.
And you know what? It will be worse, because even if the game's closer, it's still knocking you out of the playoffs again.
Yeah. No, I freaking love that.
So, like, you lose 48 to 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hate Dallas.
And just unfortunate it was the 49ers, because I really hate the 49ers, too, but. It's kind of like when Notre Dame and Ohio State play each other.
Pray the building burns.
I don't know.
Both inside. Whatever.
Waiting for California to fall off the ocean.
Yeah. I guess we can just mock whoever wins. Or loses, I should say.
Yeah.
Or I'd mock the winner. I'm a hater.
Yeah. So is Miami the greatest threat to the Chiefs?
Well, until their running back got hurt.
Their rookie running back's hurt.
Where the fuck did that guy come from, by the way?
Texas A&M.
And where was he drafted?
He was a running back.
Yeah, but where was he drafted to?
I don't know.
Some guy that just exploded onto the scene.
Yeah.
We have no fucking idea who he is.
Like Puka Nuka.
That's a wide receiver.
It's the same thing. Fifth rounder.
No, I'm talking about with specific running back. Where it happens again. Who drafted him? And who drafted him in their fucking fantasy league?
I don't know. The computer didn't draft me a very good team.
I mean, if you drafted him, it's because you just picked him up in this fucking tenth round. Like I need. I need another goddamn running back.
Honestly, would you have done any better?
No.
No.
Thanks, Scott. Glad we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Glad we're making making progress here, right?
You know, the if I was a Dolphins fan, I know it's not Tua, but this is kind of auspicious because the thing with them has been health. You know, you were worried about Tua's health. Okay,
The way, can we all agree Tua can fucking play in the NFL?
Third round. He was drafted in the third
round. That's pretty high for a running back these days.
Yeah. 84th pick.
Tua's just got to stay
Stay healthy.
But he can play in the NFL?
He's well.
Because I think all four of us actually agreed to do it. He can't even play in the NFL.
Well, I mean.
And then.
He's playing right now when you've got Jalen Waddle.
Quarterback coach. McDaniels has decided he's not getting hit, so the ball's coming out.
What I'm trying to say is I think a lot of us thought he was going to be Daniels. This guy can't even fucking play.
I stand by feeling that way because every Alabama quarterback not been very good outside of Jalen Hurts,
who doesn't claim Alabama.
No, and he doesn't. And he runs a completely different offense.
I will say this: if I could be guaranteed that he never gets hurt ever again, I want him on my team.
I won't go that far.
I do.
I don't want him over Pat, but
I want him over Carr.
Well, yeah. Yes.
That's not saying much.
I
would take Herbert over him. I would take
Hurts.
Burrow over him.
No.
I would take Hurts over him.
Yeah.
I would take Allen over him.
If we can guarantee Allen's
the only one I'm going to sit here and debate.
I
want to
see
on,
what Tua can do
if we
without
can guarantee
Waddle.
Health, I will take him over all those guys.
I think I have more asterisks for Tua than I do Purdy because I want to see what he does without Waddle and Hill. Because he literally has two starting wide receivers. He can throw the ball 18 yards and they go 60.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, then let me see him do that with the Chiefs receiving corps they have right now.
I don't know if it'd be any better or different than Mahomes is doing, though.
I don't think it would be better. I know it wouldn't be better than what Mahomes is doing now. I would not take him anywhere. The only one I've... disagree with you on, and it's not even strong enough that I would fight you on it a lot, is Josh Allen.
I would take him over Allen.
Personally, for me, again...
Well, yeah, that, but that's what I'm saying. You said you would take Allen.
If you guys could give me the caveat that I...
That still fit their
that you could guarantee his health.
True.
I personally think he's the second best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, you're high.
You're
on drugs.
You... Does this podcast have a drug policy? Do we need to have him go drop?
Not at the moment.
No, I don't. Scott's either just trying to a conversation.
No,
or
he doesn't.
He's having a senior.
He doesn't beat out Mahomes. He doesn't.
He doesn't beat out Burrow.
Healthy Burrow.
He doesn't beat out healthy Burrow. He does not.
Doesn't beat Hurts or.
Doesn't or, beat Hurts. Herbert. Yeah. But definitely, no.
My only problem is the best defense they've played so far is the Bills. And they got routed.
They did.
I want to see when he starts playing some better defenses of what's going to happen. Like when they play the Eagles, the Jets, the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Let's the Ravens.
Why don't we call this incomplete and mark this to review here? And
okay,
but I do. So. I do think he's a top 10 quarterback. I don't think he's second best. But he's
I'm out with that. There's still too many guys I would take.
He might even be. I might even put him at like number five, top five. Yeah, number two now.
Because he does have one hell of a coach right now.
That nerd is showing he can freaking coach. Mm-hmm. And
he says all the right things.
He's goofy and he's just having fun with it. He has
created the offense that is as much as you can guarantee the one thing they need is him healthy. That ball does not. He's hard to sack.
So my question then, if you guys don't believe he's top five or ten or whatever, what led this conversation? What started this conversation off?
If they're a threat for the Chiefs.
You were being a dick?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So are they?
On paper, yeah, but until they do
in
it.
In the AFC?
Yeah.
Yes. But they got to do it in the playoffs, which means Tua's got to stay healthy.
Arrowhead in January.
No, they don't. They play in Germany in January. Oh, well, in January. Gotcha. I'm tracking. I'm with you.
I think...
Come do that then. Yeah. I'm with you.
I think also they didn't beat the Bills. So that's going to be...
Damn.
So at the moment, that was a graceful slide. So at the moment, the Bills are still a little bit better. I mean, I know the Bills just lost to Jacksonville, but that was also in London.
And the Jets are not going to go away.
No.
They're going to hang around. I'm not saying they're going to win. They're going to hang around, though.
I think Zach's coming around.
Yeah.
I think he's gotten a wake-up call with them bringing Rodgers in and stuff. And
a Chiefs game gave him some confidence, and he's still going to mess up.
Right.
But
there's going to be a lot of...
But I think the only gimme in that division is New England.
Yeah.
So,
isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
How times have changed.
Raffle stomped so bad.
I mean, this...
Hey, and I sent the text after that game. If we ever wondered whether it was Brady or
Belichick...
Belichick
or Brady all day.
Kind of hard to argue that it wasn't Brady.
Brady all day.
Well, what's ironic about it is... Belichick got fired from the Browns.
Yep.
It wasn't good. Nope. Wasn't good there.
Yeah.
Then he picks up the Jets job for one day or something, and he quits that to go to New England. And he actually wound up getting a quarterback.
Lucked into one.
And it wasn't even Brady.
Yeah, it was Bledsoe.
Look what he did with that.
Yep.
And then he gets Brady, and we see that. And now, without Bledsoe or Brady,
He's garbage again.
It's bad.
They may have to.
I mean, like, bad.
Yeah, if he didn't.
I cannot understand why he has not retired.
his ego won't let him. He had to prove that he was. It wasn't Tom.
I think after last year, that should have been proof. I'm just going to retire before it gets worse.
I think his ego is that big.
You're probably right, but
his ego is that big.
I just would have done it, and then maybe try to find out.
Well, you don't have an ego like him.
It's true.
Because he's gonna get called into Kraft's office and told you're gonna retire tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because they won't fire him. He's got too much. Kraft's not gonna fire him. But season's over, he's gonna announce his retirement, and it's only gonna be because Kraft's gonna tell him you're retiring at the end of the year. Yeah.
Let's save face here.
Yeah, yeah, and they do owe him that.
Yeah.
They do owe him that. Because whether it was Belichick or Brady or not, he's still the guy that was running the helm when they got six rings. So
here's another reason why, if I ever become GM or owner of a football team, don't.
But you're okay with baseball.
Don't let me pick quarterback. That's all I'm asking. Just don't let me pick quarterback.
No, because you get that wrong.
Because I thought Mac Jones had just enough there to, with Belichick, to.
Put a team around him.
Be fine. Be a playoff team once in a while. Yeah. Nothing grandiose. Nope.
They're going to trade for Zach They're going to trade for Zach Wilson over offseason.
Or get Daniel Jones or something. I don't know.
Mac Jones might be the worst.
I think I'd rather have Daniel Jones than Mac Jones.
Scott is struggling.
I am struggling. Just for fun, for fantasy league purposes, so I picked him up, Mac Jones, as my backup, just to have. He scored -2.4 points for a whole game.
Yeah,
not a quarter. Well, he did get hurt, but. Didn't he get hurt in that game?
Mm-hmm.
And had to leave.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But he played.
I don't know if it was hurt.
3.5 quarters?
Something like that. Somewhere around there.
Yeah. So, basically, almost a full game, and he scored negative points. That is not uncommon for the first couple drives.
Yes.
Hell, Pat Mahomes has done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence does that about every week.
Yeah, he does. He really does.
He does. I have him on my face. Yeah. Every week, the first.
And then all of a sudden, you flip it back over there, and he's got 35 points. Where the fuck did.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just had -2 like five minutes ago.
Trevor does that to me every week. Yeah. -1, and then the next drive, it's 10. It's like, well, that didn't last long.
But for a whole entire, basically a whole game.
That's bad.
I'm not sure Daniel Jones is. Well, yeah, I think he did actually. Yeah. Was that a couple weeks ago when he got sacked 9 times?
Well, that was the week you felt sorry for him. I'm like, I think you're right about Daniel Jones. And you're like, I kind of feel sorry for the guy. I'm like, who are you?
I did feel sorry for him. That's the problem, though,
is that Mac Jones throws like interceptions and fumble. Daniel Jones just keeps getting sacked, and he can't get his offensive line is horrible.
He's David Carr. With Saquon being hurt, that
adds injury to insult.
Yes, it does.
That team is just not a good roster team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Matt called me a couple weeks after that game. Did you guys discuss it last week?
I mentioned it a little bit that you've actually felt sorry for the guy.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know how you can blame Daniel Jones when you get sacked 9 times.
You can't. You just can't.
No
quarterback's doing that. If you can't, you fucking survive. You're running for your damn life every time. It's like freaking, what was the unnecessary roughness?
Blow the whistle!
He's running around just begging him to blow at the whistle. I mean, come on. And no wonder he always looks like he's confused. It's because he's constantly looking for the pass rusher. Even on the sideline, I think he's like,
Where'd he go?
I watched that whole game thinking that I was going to watch history of some kind, like the single worst performance in NFL history by a quarterback, or the most sacks ever, or some kind of crazy sack like that, because I was just like, this is unbelievable bad. And then Mac Jones
decided to hold my beer.
Hold my beer. Fuck. And the worst part is Mac Jones actually had time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Daniel.
I mean, not that he was not under pressure, but he still didn't go hike and then get sacked.
Yeah.
Which is what was happening to Daniel Jones.
Yes, it was hike.
That was, yeah.
And then sack.
Yeah, that's the problem with, well, and the Giants, just overall, that roster is just not.
It's good. No. They are, last year's Giants team was that one team that Todd Haley had here that went like 10-6, went to the playoffs, and then got destroyed by Baltimore, and they were never heard from again. So many things had to happen for that to occur. Teams that weren't, that were supposed to be good, weren't. You kind of looked into it, and then they were trash. Not just average, they were garbage the next year when the universe righted itself. And that's what's happening to the Giants, because that was not a very well-constructed roster.
No,
it's not. So, real quick, over the rookie quarterbacks, who would you take? We kind of...
I don't want to say it.
I know you don't want to say it. I'm going to make you say it.
Say it.
The guy, I told you, this is his moment.
Guy
this is your moment to shine.
Guy in Houston. Do it.
What's his name?
Where'd he play?
No, just let's start with the name. We'll ease into this.
Hey... Put him in the move like Jean-Claude Van Damme did. Chung Lee in Bloodsport.
Herb Street.
Say it! Say it!
Herb Street. Haskins?
No. You're on the right track.
Getting closer.
No! I won't do it!
Say it!
Nope.
Come on!
Nope. Won't say his name. You get one or the other. You want me to say his name, or you want to say where he went to school? Oh! You get one or the other. You don't get both.
School. Yeah. It's a unanimous.
Do you know his high school? Because he probably went to high school in Michigan or something.
You're not looking it up, motherfucker. Say it.
See, I thought you actually knew that. So that's why I thought you were going with that.
Say it.
He went to Ohio State.
I enjoyed every minute of that.
That's worse than the marriage jokes that went on for 3 weeks. Fucking assholes. I quit again.
It's okay, because we were going to fire you.
Where did he go to high school? I got to know.
Who?
You don't get both. You might Jedi mind trick me in a lot of shit, but my hate, it runs strong. And you ain't doing it over that.
If he falls for that, I'm going to be shocked.
I'll give you points.
Worth a shot.
I'll give you points for trying.
Hey, Matt, what's the name of that really good restaurant in Liberty that has chicken?
No. Where is he going with this? You almost got me on that.
Where's the best fried chicken in the metro?
I was trying to go. Wait, I know what you're doing. You're like, Chick-fil-A? What? No.
Oh, buddy.
Hey, Farva, what's that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the wall, the mozzarella sticks?
Shenanigans? Oh.
But yeah, it's him. And it's, yeah.
Not Anthony Richardson.
So we called this one.
Yeah, we did last week.
Last week, we think we all talked about how he might be good, but they need to save him from himself, and they've yet to do that.
And he's going to be out several weeks now.
He could wind up being the next Tua.
Well, last week,
he plays, he does well, but then he can't play.
Last week, what we talked about was...
Or he'll be just another Andrew Luck for them.
You have to save him from himself and not let him expose himself to getting rocked.
Well, I think that's...
And then right on cue...
I think that's where Daniels has saved Tua. It's like, dude, you can't keep doing this, man.
Yes.
You are going to be out of this league before you know
it. Yep. And he schemed an offense...
Now, granted, it's a lot easier to get the ball out in 2.5 seconds when you got three guys who can run 4.2, 4.3, 40s.
But you got to work with what you got to work. But you have to tell him, get down. You have to tell him, throw the ball away.
You can't.
Or you got to give them those options to throw early.
Or get them out and get the ball out.
Yeah. Yep.
But we've all seen that Colts got a little dysfunction in them.
The Colts?
Yeah.
It's called Jim Ezra.
Yeah. So
they just gave how much money to Taylor?
And the backup's a better player.
And which I could have traded for in our fantasy league and didn't.
Oh.
Depends on what you had to get up. Give up, though.
I don't want to talk about it.
You could have traded Taylor?
For Moss.
Oh, you could have traded for Moss.
I could have gotten Moss for...
a kicker?
No, tight end.
Mark Andrews?
Noah Gray?
No, the Waller.
Ooh. Oh, you're an idiot.
Yeah, I fucked that one up.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that's...
Which league was that in?
Our league.
Who did that?
I don't know anybody other than you three in the league, so I don't know who it was. I don't know. I don't remember. It was several weeks ago.
That sounds like a Rich thing.
It was several weeks ago.
But Gary.
It could be a Gary thing.
It's
we know it's not Jennifer, because she don't know how to trade.
No, she would not.
It's been a while, so.
He's blocked it out.
I don't know. Drake makes some weird...
Drake
is known to make some. Remember,
he wanted to get.
Oh my gosh, yes. Rid of. Or no, he wanted Calvin Ridley.
But no, wait a minute. On this one, though, he was trying to get rid of Moss, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if he would have done
The starting quarterback for the Houston Texans is from California.
Hmm?
The starting quarterback for the Houston Texans is from California.
Okay. Well, because that one year he wanted Calvin.
Where did he go to college?
Really, so bad.
You only get it once. Don't push your luck.
Yeah, I traded. I was like, you can have him, and then he got in all that trouble and all those off the field issues.
Man, I don't know.
I got rid of Ridley at the right time. Because it was like the very
But anyways, week. Let's change that topic.
Okay. Hey, the Raiders pulled out a good one, right?
That was disappointing.
Yeah.
The only thing I say when I watched...
Yeah, Jordan Love was disappointing on my fantasy team. That's why it was disappointing. Yeah.
Whenever I watch the freaking Raiders, I get more and more disappointed that Max Crosby's a Raider.
Yeah, he looks like a Raider, though.
He does, but I like the way the guy plays.
I like TD.
He's got him.
Who has Zach Moss with Rico as his...
That's Drake.
Yeah, that's who.
Yeah. I told you it had to be Drake.
Oh, my God.
Drake is easy picking sometimes with his trades.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I think he's got a drinking problem.
Hey, goes along with the owner.
I think he gets on there about midnight and goes, oh, I got rid of fire.
Because I actually made him
I got rid of Moss.
I actually made him a counter. I made him a counter, and I countered it, and he rejected my counter.
Did you throw a kicker in there?
I can't remember.
Defense.
Damn, dude.
All right, predictions. Here we go. Get serious.
Okay.
Baltimore, Tennessee.
Where's it at?
London.
Oh.
8:30.
What's the line?
4 for Baltimore.
Give me the Titans.
Baltimore.
Titans.
Baltimore frauds.
Yep.
They're frauds. They'll still win a few games.
He does better and stuff.
I think we all did pretty good last week.
But hey, Derrick Henry is no longer
King Henry.
Yeah, he's washed.
He's mediocre Henry.
Yeah,
on the way down, Henry.
Okay.
Yep, Titans.
Okay. Washington, Atlanta.
Who the fuck cares?
Yeah. Atlanta.
Washington.
Where's it at?
In Atlanta.
Atlanta.
I got Atlanta. This one makes no sense. Minnesota, Chicago.
Minnesota at Chicago?
What part doesn't make sense?
The line.
What is it?
Minnesota's favored by 2.5.
They don't like the Jefferson's not playing.
Gone. That's why.
Yeah, but they still have Jordan Addison.
What does Vegas know?
Kirk Cousins sucks.
Yeah.
Does Kirk have a losing record in Chicago?
Yeah, it could be something like that.
They pay attention to those they trends.
Mm-hmm. That's usually the ones that.
You know what?
I'm gonna take the Bears.
I think the Bears might be getting some confidence, and then
Vegas knows
and Vikings are heading the other way. I'm gonna go Bears.
I'm going Bears.
I go Vikings.
I was gonna say I got Vikings still.
There.
Bears are just.
Yeah, they could fuck up a bar in a sandbox.
Yeah. Seattle, Cincinnati.
Do what?
Come again.
Who, what did you just say?
Seattle, Cincinnati.
What's the line on that one?
3, Cincinnati.
They only gave him the home 3 for being the home team, taking the Seahawks.
I like Seattle.
They'll play
keep. I'm going to take Seattle.
They'll play keep away.
And Seattle will get after Burrow.
Yeah. They'll play, and the offense is going
to. They're starting to rebuild that defense.
Yeah. That Legion of Boom.
And Wagner's.
It was only down for a little bit. It's coming back up again.
Wagner. Yeah, he's back.
He's back. I'm gonna go to Seattle.
And they will. They'll play keep away. They'll have 5-6 minute drives, whether they get points or not. Burrow will press. I think Seahawks.
I got Seahawks. San Francisco, Cleveland.
San Francisco. Yeah. What the fuck?
By a lot.
Only favored by 5.5.
Oh, I take that. They're going to cover that.
Well, then let's go Cleveland then. Because the last time we did a 5.5 was K-State.
Oh, yeah. We got totally
fucked.
Yeah.
Damn. So, yeah.
Cleveland. No.
I'm still thinking San Francisco.
Yeah.
Especially that's West Coast going to East. Midwest.
Yeah, it's not all the way across. Yeah. It's usually east going west. It ain't so much west going east.
Saints Houston. You guys are going to have your work cut out for you.
Houston.
Saints are favored by 1.5.
Oh.
I'm going to pick Houston.
Houston.
I got Houston.
Yeah.
Colts, Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Jacksonville. If they don't have Richardson. Don't get me wrong.
Gardner.
The Chew is, he's tearing it up, but he's not.
But he falls off. He plays well. He wins a game, and then he shows why he's a backup again.
Yeah. Well, he's just a backup.
He's just a backup.
It's fine.
When Alex was over here, we were explaining Ryan Fitzpatrick to him.
Yeah.
His career. To Alex, remember?
In short spurts, he's...
It's Minshew.
He's Fitzpatrick 2.0.
Yeah, he is. Carolina, Miami.
Miami.
Mercy. I mean, they need to like...
Mm-hmm.
Hey, when you get to 50, we're calling it.
The line is 13.5.
That's insane.
That is an insane number for the league. Oh my goodness, yeah.
Yeah, and I'd take the...
I'd take the cover. Yeah, they'll cover.
Yeah. Yeah. For them to miss their rookie running back, this is the week to...
If you're going to miss him a week and let him rest, this is the one. This is one game you'll be okay.
I know you're not really injured, but you're injured.
Yeah, we'll just let you sit this week. Yeah.
This is going to be a turd bowl. New England and the Raiders.
Ooh. Raiders stadium to explode.
Where's it at?
Las Vegas.
Raiders.
I got the Raiders.
Cheers.
Yeah.
New England's bad.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
This will be a good game. Detroit, Tampa Bay.
Ooh.
Oh.
Could be a good one.
Detroit.
Could be a fun one to watch.
At Tampa.
That could be a good one.
Yeah.
What's Vegas got the line on that one?
3 Detroit.
Oh.
Is that any kind of...
It makes you kind of think about
it. What kind of game is that? Is that like a Monday night, Sunday night?
3:00.
Just a...
Yep.
Okay. I'll go Detroit.
I'll go Detroit, but it's going to be a good game.
I'm thinking Detroit also.
I'm going to take Tampa.
Okay.
I think that's going to be a fun game.
It would be a good game. I hope that's on.
That would be probably the best game of the
Sunday.
Sunday 3 o'clock slot. That'll be a good game.
Arizona and the Rams.
Rams.
No, Rams.
Rams.
Yeah.
Philadelphia and the Jets.
Philly.
Philly. Probably not close.
Giants, Buffalo.
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 Yeah, Buffalo.
The 14-point line.
14
points?
I don't think that.
I don't think the Bills cover that.
You know what you should have done?
Good God.
You know what you should have done?
No respect for fact, Jesus.
Is gone. There is a spread that's 13.5. And it's not even the highest.
Yeah.
It's not even the highest.
And then we had to guess which one.
Oh, wow. My God.
You're fucking terrible if you're the Giants.
I don't like that. I wouldn't touch that.
I wouldn't bet on that one. That feels like a trap line.
But
Buffalo, I think they're going to win. But
yeah, I don't have a lot of faith 14. In Bills to cover, though. 14 is a lot of points.
Wow. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Damn.
All right.
And they're supposed to have Saquon back.
Yeah.
And Thursday night?
Oh, no, Monday night.
Monday night, what we got?
Dallas Chargers.
Ooh. Ooh, a good Monday night game.
Yeah. Let's Who's going to fuck two... this thing up the yeah, worst?
Do what, right, two that's... do what now coaches? The do what now bowl.
Yeah.
McCarthy and Staley.
Oh, that.
Kellen Moore, a little revenge.
Maybe.
I'm taking the Chargers and the Cowboys tailspin starts.
I'm taking the Cowboys.
I'm going to take the Cowboys.
I'll take the Chargers with you.
I'm taking the Chargers, and I think that
Mike McCarthy.
I think
Staley will do something stupid like go for it on fourth and five at the fucking. Oh,
they're
five
both
going to
do. They're
shit.
Both going to do that.
They're
though.
Both going to do it. I just think McCarthy will do just a little bit more.
I just think Kellen. You guys,
I think McCarthy has a better quarterback too.
The intangible part of this to me is
oh wait, no, the other way around. Sorry,
Staley has
the better quarterback. Yes,
I think
the Kellen Moore factor of he was the sacrificial lamb for Dallas's offensive woes last year.
I think that's a good point.
Think he's gonna have something for Dallas.
What's the spread on that one?
Two to Dallas. It's in L.A.
Oof.
Mm.
I mean, Dallas has a better defense.
Mm-hmm.
Eckler's supposed to be back.
Until they decide not to show up.
Right. Eckler's supposed to be back for...
You gave up 50
points,
bro. It's
going to be a good game.
That's going to be a good game.
That's a fun interleague matchup you don't see all the time. So that's going to be a good game, but... I think Kellen Moore is going to have something dialed up for Dallas. He knows that defense.
Have some special sauce
on
the side.
Yeah, he could.
No, I'm not going to back off what I said just because, I picked something. I mean, I might as well pick something.
You picked Dallas, right?
Yeah.
I don't even remember what I said.
You said Dallas.
Did
Dallas.
I say that? Okay.
Because you think Brandon Staley's the worst coach.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Well, if he's the worst, McCarthy's
1A, 1B. Much better.
Yeah, we'll see. That could be
since
fun.
His early days of Green Bay, he is.
I think it's going to be a good game, though. I don't think either team's going to run roughshod over the other. It's going to go back and forth. What's over under on that one?
51.
Okay.
Did you see the meme of Mike McCarthy with Trey Lance's plays from San Francisco?
Yeah,
and it had Homer Simpson with the Burger King menu.
You want to talk about disrespect?
Or no, it's Peter Griffin.
Peter Griffin, yeah, that's right. Peter Griffin.
You want to talk about disrespect when the fans in San Francisco were training, they wanted Trey Lance to play? Disrespectful bastards.
That's funny.
Disrespectful bastards.
I love it. All right, Denver, Kansas City, break it down.
We already talked about how much of the world didn't exist. The last time.
Well, I'll...
I don't think that's changing.
Here's something.
What's the line?
No, stop before you say it because I know what it is.
Okay.
Denver.
To cover?
Yeah.
Or on the spread or to win?
On the cover.
Okay. To
on the spread.
You're taking the points in Denver.
Yes.
What is
now,
it? 10.5
Say what it is.
Yes, it is.
10.5 I was gonna say Chiefs by 10.
Oh shit! It's gone down then.
What did you think it was?
13.
Last I'd seen,
that's
it was 10.5.
That's what they said on the radio this morning.
Yeah.
It was 13.
According to this, it opened at 10.5 and it's still at 10.5.
Okay.
I was going to say Chiefs by 10.
Then I will switch that and go.
You realize
Chiefs would cover that.
Last two.
I thought it was 13.
Last season's two games against Denver, the Chiefs won by a combined 9 points.
Yeah.
I think Denver's dysfunctional.
And I still feel like the Chiefs are just going to do enough.
The Chiefs are going to win.
Yeah.
I just don't know that we'll cover.
I think they won by 10.
I'm not sure it's going to look any different than that Jets game.
Yes, exactly.
And fucking put the beat down on them.
I got it.
I saw something of like today, like
Jets still have one of the best defenses in the league.
Yes.
Denver's on pace to have historically the worst defense in the history of football.
Yes, but I saw a stat on Andy Reid.
Nerd.
When he is a double-digit favorite, he is like 500.
What? Against the spread or over?
On the spread.
But,
yeah.
So he's due to win because he hasn't covered yet this year. So if he's 500, that means he's got to win at some point. This is a leap. This is also Denver. We don't play the Jets very often. I think there's a little something about beating
them. Well, and the fact that we've beat them like, what, 28 fucking straight times or
16.
Whatever the fuck it is. None of them have been monster.
No, there's been a couple. There's been a couple.
The snow game.
Yeah, it's exactly snow
game.
What I was going to say.
The first year they won the Super Bowl when Drew Locke was still there, they kicked the dog shit out of him in that one.
I'm saying not all of them.
Oh no!
Have been
no.
Frog stomping.
No. More of them than not were not.
Right.
Yeah.
So I mean, despite the fact that we've got the upper hand on this for the past, what did you say, 16?
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them were roughshod.
That's true.
Ass whoopings. And I still feel like that'll probably be the same this year. Even. On both games, I think we're just going to be like, okay, we won.
Damn. So, you know, I mentioned before we started recording that, you know, there's a lot of rumors that about Mecole Hardman
mm-hmm.
being on the outs. He was a healthy scratch on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, but one of the things that he ran into is that he signed with the Jets before they got Aaron Rodgers.
And
when Aaron Rodgers got there, he insisted on bringing his boys with him, mm-hmm. so that already knocked him two spots down the depth chart. Hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think he's got his own personal problems, but that didn't help.
Yeah.
I don't want him here. He can go someplace else.
Roger, what was your pick? I didn't hear him.
Chiefs. I was trying to look up. So Vance Joseph is the defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
I was trying to look up what his record is against the Chiefs.
Well, he was head coach for part of the 16-game win streak, too.
Mm-hmm. He was.
He was the head coach for the beatdown game in the snow. I think he was the head coach for that one.
Yeah. And
was that his last game as head coach? Because that was the last game of the regular season, I thought.
Yeah.
Might have been.
Well, and then he was the DC for the Cardinals, and that was when we smoked him that one year, too.
I'm not comfortable with double-digit spread.
You're not wrong.
Because when he's the DC, we've only beaten him by double digits a few times. It hasn't been all that often. So.
But as you did say, it's a 10-point spread. I'm okay with that one.
With 10 points?
Yeah. If it was 13, I'd say no.
Okay.
But it's amazing how 3 points makes a difference. in my head, but yeah. It does.
Well, but I know
in football, it's
3 points. Yeah,
it's a fair amount.
Yeah, I just think against Denver, we never usually win by a lot either. It seems
our whole division, we don't.
I don't know.
We dominate, but we don't.
The Raiders, we've dominated the
Raiders.
We
don't really embarrass. We don't really
Denver and the Chargers, it's always a one.
We
it's
don't embarrass
one possession
them,
game.
But we
yes.
But we dominate in terms of how
winning.
How many times we won.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just weird.
It is very weird. So, all right, you ready to call it?
Call it.
All right. Call it.
Tune in next time.
Later.